Hey, welcome back to my podcast. It's a pretty epic podcast. It's a podcast with just me, myself, and I. Solo right till I die. Haha, I bet y'all get that reference. I want to first off saying hi. My name is Jacob Sprayberry. I am in Miss B's class. I am a 10th grader. And what else do I have to say? Oh, a few fun facts. I like to play games and I like to read. That's two you don't need to know anymore because it only says a couple interesting facts and I say two. Yeah, so normal teenager things, I guess. So welcome back to my podcast. I was going to do a podcast with me and my friends, but of course that didn't work out because I'm talking to you guys solo. Haha. Yep, I'm talking to you guys. Discord didn't work out with me and my friends. You can only hear one side of the conversation. So I had to do it on Anchor, which I've never heard of, and it's pretty cool. You got voice memos, intros, outros. It's pretty cool. And I'm probably going to use this later on. All right, so enough about me. Let's get into the book I'm reading. I decided to read a book from the Percy Jackson series. And if you live under a rock, you know what the Percy Jackson series is. For one, I feel sorry for you. Two, why aren't you reading it? And three, I'm about to tell you about the third book in the series that I'm currently reading. Now, to give you some backstory, I am currently rereading the series. It is a really good series. I love it. It's by Rick Riordan. Good guy, good author, good book guy. It's really good. I like the book because it's a page turner. Makes me keep reading. I want to read. Makes me want to read the next books in the series. It's pretty good. I'm reading the third book in the series. It's called The Titan's Curse. It comes after book one, The Lightning Thief, book two, Sea of Monsters, and then book three, The Titan's Curse. So if I flip over to the other tab here, it says that I can't, no spoilers. And I describe the plot of the book. And I'm basically going to talk about the first 5 minutes. You can listen or you don't have – you don't – I don't really care. So basically the first 5 minutes of the book start out with Annabeth, Thalia, and Percy's mom. And they all get in a car to drive to a private military school where – they got a distress signal from their friend Grover, and he is a Satyar, or whatever they want to call it, goat guy, half goat, anyway. And his job is to go into locations and schools and search out for things called half-bloods. Now, for those of you who haven't read the series, you don't know what a half-blood is, but a half-blood basically is... means that one of your parents were gods, and the other parent was obviously human, and they live. And basically their job is to seek out half-bloods, and they have to bring them back to the camp. And the camp, they learn how to survive and all that, yada yada, read the books if you want to learn more. So they're all riding in to a private military school with Grover. Or no, to find Grover. And once they walk in, they meet these two suspicious, not suspicious, but two headmasters that ask him where they're coming from. So a couple things happen, and they basically do a Jedi mind trick, whatever. They call it channeling the mist. I don't really know. I'm doing jazz hands right now. Obviously, you can't see because I'm talking to a screen that says I've been doing this for 4 minutes and 55 seconds. Anyway. So it's called Channeling the Misk. I just did it again. And it's like a Jedi mind trick, you know. These aren't the droids you're looking for. And yeah, so then they go into the dance, which, by the way, they're infiltrating a dance for some reason, because why not? And they find these two kids, they're half-bloods. And Grover's like, yeah, dude, they're half-bloods, bring them back to camp. But then they get cut off by one of the headmasters that separate the group. And when they all get back together, they all separate the group into different parts of the dance. And once they all find each other again, they look to where they find the two kids. They're twins. I forgot to mention that. Sorry. They find when they look back to look at the twins, they're gone. So Percy decides to go on ahead and try to find the twins before they escape with the headmaster, because they figured out he was evil by the way that his eyes have turned. One eye has turned bright green, the other has turned bright blue, and he's morphing into a monster. So that's kind of self-explanatory that something's wrong there. So basically they duke it out. Percy gets dragged as a prisoner into the snow, and there's a giant helicopter comes down while they're in the woods. They bring him out to the woods. Giant helicopter comes down. Then Thalia and Grover and Annabeth all attack the monster, and push comes to shove. Things happen, and Annabeth gets captured. They don't know where she is. So basically the entire book is searching for Annabeth, and, you know, like all other teen books, learning yourself along the way. Yeah, I don't know why I did. Anyway, like I said before, I like the book because it's a page turner. It's really good. It makes me want to keep reading. Like I said before, also, I'm rereading the series, you know, new stuff. Yeah, so I want to say one thing. I forgot the author's name. Rick Riordan, there we go. Sorry. Rick Riordan, I'm reading another book of his series, and it's basically about these two kids, and it's about Egyptian gods. Now, there are different story arcs, storylines. Like, they're all entangled into one. All entangled into one storyline, but it's different gods they're looking at. So, the Percy Jackson series focuses on the Greek gods. And then there's another series that focuses on, you know, the Norse gods. And then, obviously, the series I was talking about was focusing on the Egyptian gods. It's a good series, you know. Everything by Rick Riordan is fun. Like I said, it's funny, page turners. It just wants to make you keep reading. Now, I want to talk about another really good series by Rick Riordan. I don't know entirely what it's called, and I forgot what the name was. I'm not going to look it up right now because that's just wasting time. But basically, what happens is, sorry, my allergies have been acting up. Anyway, basically what happens is the Greek camp and Greek gods and Latin gods. Is it Latin? Or it's Olympian, I'm sorry, Greek, Roman. Sorry about that. Yes, it's basically the Olympian camp and the Roman camp. They're not supposed to find each other because they've had altercations in the past that, ooh, vocabulary. They've had altercations in the past that have, basically, the gods have separated the camps from each other, from ever finding them. But Percy and another guy from the camps switch sides with their memories lost, so they have to try to figure out what's happening. and they're trying to bring the camps together because of a war. And basically the entire series is focusing on different mind pieces and different sets from different points of view from different characters as they're going through and defending their camps and trying to find out who they are, trying to find their place. And, it's really good. I love the series. I love anything by Rick Riordan. He's an amazing I'm drawing blanks here. If you didn't know, I'm doing this all off of improv off the top of my head. I think I'm doing pretty good right now. What about y'all? What led you to read this book? Okay, so here's a story. I went on a trip to the Florida Keys for a week, and basically the challenge was I was dropped off on an island with like food, water, and everything with a bunch of friends. And I needed a book that I wanted to read during the night before I go to sleep. So right before I left, Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. And basically I packed the first and second book. So Lightning Thief and the Sea of Monsters. And I was out there from Monday to Friday. And by Wednesday, By Wednesday, I have read the Percy Jack, the Lightning Thief, and I was halfway through the. I was halfway through the Sea of Monsters, and I finished the Lightning Thief by Wednesday. I'm so sorry. That was so hard to get out. Ugh. Anyway, after that, I got hooked on the series. I started reading it. Basically, by the end of that series, I was craving for more. That's when I found out about the other series that he made. And honestly, I like it. I love it. Yeah. So, basically. Oh, I didn't. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm looking back at this. I don't think I did a couple of these. So, sorry, I know y'all have been listening for 13 minutes, which is, oh my god, insane. I've been doing improv for 13 minutes. Anyway, I don't think I introduced my school. So my name is Jacob Sprayberry. I am 10th grade. I go to Klein Kane High School. And like I said before, I like to play games and I like to read. Normal high school stuff or normal teenager stuff. Yeah. Yada, yada. Yeah. I think that's pretty much what I wanted to read or wanted to say. So, hi and bye, Miss B. I know you're going to listen to this. Hi and bye to the class. If Miss B wants y'all to listen to this, I'm in sixth period. I don't know what period y'all are going to be in. Why am I doing hand signs? No one is in my room. I've been waving to my wall, my tuba case. Hey, tuba case, how you doing? So, trying to lighten the mood. I'm not a comedian, but I think my improv skills are pretty good. So, this has been my podcast. I think I did pretty well. What about y'all? Hopefully, I get a good grade on this. I worked hard. Right? Anyway. This has been the Epic Gamer Podcast. If you would like to listen to more Epic Gamer Podcasts with me and my friends, we're going to be on YouTube and SoundCloud soon. Hopefully you listen to those. It's going to have funny moments of us just goofing around, improv, stupid stuff. And yeah, so high and bye again. I'm still waving to my tuba case. High and bye. See y'all later. Thank you for listening.